heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, we once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. In this program, we talk about the seerah of Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم and the sayings of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. We also give you reminders of any important occasions and events in Islam. Today in specific, we'll talk about a night so that we know well in advance about the fada'il, excellences of that very sacred and special night, so we can prepare well in advance. And we can make most of that night, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And the night is the night of Bara'at. And this night, which is also known as Nisf Sha'ban, inshallah, we'll talk about what are the fada'il, excellences, and what does Islam talk about it, and what are Islamic teachings, sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how shall we spend, and what acts of worship should we perform in this very night to gain its blessings. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will be the topic of the day. Be with us from beginning till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, insha'Allah. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. In Surah Dukhan, verse number 3 and 4.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna munzirin fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
My dear Islamic brothers, in this very verse of the Holy Quran, this is sacred night is discussed, which we are going to discuss. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned, the translation is, certainly we sent it down on a blessed night, for we always warn. And then further, it is mentioned, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every wise matter is distributed therein. These are the ayahs of the Holy Quran, which we have heard the recitation as well as the translation. Here we have been informed that this is the night in which the work is distributed. Every wise work full of wisdom that is distributed. And this night which is referred in this very verse. So the question is, which night is here referred? So the Mufassirin Kiram, those they are the commentators of the Holy Quran, they've got two aqwal, two opinions. One call is that here the night of Shabi Qadr is referred, Laylatul Qadr, which comes in Ramadanul Mubarak. And in the month of Ramadan, Quran is revealed. And that is the night in which every wise work task is distributed. In the second qawl, the second opinion regarding this night here, Nisf Sha'ban, meaning the night of Bara'at, is referred. Shab-e Bara'at, the night of freedom, you can say. It is full of blessings. It is majestic. And this is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers special mercy upon His bondsmen. Tens of thousands are forgiven this night. This is the night in which du'as are accepted. 15th night of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, Nisf Sha'ban, Shab-e Bara'at. This is what we are talking about. Very sacred night. The night in which du'as are accepted. Tens of thousands are forgiven. It is fast approaching. Alhamdulillah, we are breathing in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. And when the 15th night of this month arrives, we should not waste. The moments of this night, we should make most of it. We should utilize it. We should do worship, ibadah. Remember our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Do repent. Because thousands, rather tens of thousands are forgiven. And this is the night in which sustenance is distributed. Rizq is distributed. And the one who makes dua for the rizq in this night, subhanallah, for the barakah of rizq, his dua is accepted. So respected viewers, in this night we should make dua for our assistance, for our rizq, for our healthy long life. This is the night where we should make dua to perform hajj, to perform umrah, to go to the baytullah. Right? We should seek forgiveness, because this is the night in which du'as are accepted. Our Aqa Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there are four sacred nights in which doors of goodness are opened. Right, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Kareem opens doors of khair, goodness, in four nights. What are they? Number one is the night of Eid al-Fitr. And then the night of Eid al-Adha, the 15th night of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. In this night, those, they will die, their names, the sustenance of people, and the names who will perform Hajj are written. Subhanallah. And the night, which is the night of 9th Dhul-Hijj, which is the night of Arafah, this is also the fourth night. In these four nights, the doors of goodness, doors of khair, doors of balai, they are opened. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we spend the night of Eid al-Fitr, night of Eid al-Adha, the night of Nisf Sha'ban, and the Arafah night in ibadah, in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the benefit of watching Madani channel, alhamdulillah, because Madani channel reminds us regarding special days, regarding special nights, regarding special moments where we can perform ibadah, where we can seek forgiveness, where we can ask from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we need, the jais hajat, and we can get our prayers accepted. We learn that in this month, Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, we will be inshallah doing ibadah. We will be asking from the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal. And that is the reason why we are talking from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, in other words, from the sayings of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, through the guidance of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa taslim informed us about these nights. So we should follow Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim's instructions and advice and perform worship in these nights and seek forgiveness in these nights, and do not treat these nights as normal, rather special, and make most of it. شعب الإيمان. There is one hadith our Mustafa Kareem عليه الصلاة والتسليم said in the night of 15th Shaaban, Nisf Shaaban, one proclaimer proclaims, he says, is there anyone to seek forgiveness? So he is forgiven. Is there anyone who is asking? So he is granted. Allahu Akbar. Hence, ill-charactered woman and the one who is mushrik, polytheist, other than them too, whoever seeks any hajat, any plea, any desire in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, his desire is fulfilled. Where we learn that the announcement is made in this night. Is there anyone to seek forgiveness? So he is forgiven. Is there anyone who is asking for any hajat, any dua, any desire? So he is granted. But in respect to this, we also learn that if a woman who is ill-charactered, who is not modest, in other words, whose character is not good, she is not forgiven. And we learned that the one who is mushrik, who does shirk, who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is also not forgiven in this very night. We have to avoid certain sins, Allahu Akbar, which are mentioned in hadith, so that we are not amongst those who are even not forgiven in these sacred nights. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, it is mentioned that for Muslims, there are 2 days of Eid, Yawmul Eid, there are 2 days. Likewise, for the angels in the skies, there are 2 nights which are nights of Eid for them. Allahu Akbar. Number one is the night of Bara'at, and number two is night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. So for us, we have got Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. These are the days when we celebrate them as an Eid. The angels in the skies, they celebrate the night of Bara'at and night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, as the night of Eid, joy, happiness, celebrations for them. So you can imagine from this fact that these nights are the nights treated as Eid for the angels in these skies. Very sacred, very special nights. We should not waste. We should do ibadah. And this is what we learn from the seerah of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Seerah means the saying of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Because Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem, he instructed us, he guided us, he advised us, he informed us of these nights. We need to do ibadah and we need to seek forgiveness in these nights. Now, when we talk about we should worship in these nights, okay, let's talk from hadith. Let's learn from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Shab-e Bara'at is the night of worship. We should do ibadah. In this night, we should remove the veils of negligence and we should spend this night in ibadah, in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is sa'adat. This is fortune for one who does ibadah. He is fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's last messenger, Rasul Hashimi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who made 5 nights alive, meaning he remained awake in 5 nights, for him Jannah becomes wajib, necessary. Subhanallah. Number one, the night which is known as 8th Dhul Hajj, Tarwiyah. Number two, night which is 9th Dhul Hijj, which is Arafah, the night of Arafah. Then Eid al-Adha, 10th Dhul Hijj. And then number 4th is Eid al-Fitr's night. And Nisf Sha'ban's night. Allahu Akbar. These are the nights we should remain awake. When we remain awake, what would we do? We will do ibadah. We'll worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because by sleeping, we will be negligent. We'll not be utilizing that night in ibadah. So the one who made these five nights alive, meaning they did remain awake in ibadah, for them Jannah is wajib. So if we learn this from hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, yet we become negligent, yet we don't worship, yet we don't perform ibadah, then we'll be negligent. Respectively, we should seek dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bana de mujhko nek neko ka sadqa. Bana de mujhko nek neko ka sadqa. Gunahon se hardam bacha ya ilahi. Ibadat mein guzre meri zindagani. Karam ho karam ya khuda ya ilahi. O Allah, may I become pious for the sake of pious ones, and protect me from all sorts of sins. Every moment may I be protected. And my life, may it spent in ibadah, in worship. Oh Allah, I need your blessings. Oh Allah, I need your blessings. This is the dua we should make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Because we need madad of Allah, aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to perform worship, in order to remain awake, in order to remember Him, we need His tawfiq. We need ability from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he mentions in Tafsir Kabir that Shabe Barat has got five specialities. This Sha'ban, this night. Number one is, in this night, every work of wisdom is distributed. For example, next year, who will be given risk and how much sustenance? Who will be the fortunate one to perform Hajj, will go to Hajj? Who will die and who will remain alive? So all these tasks are distributed and different duties are assigned. Tasks are assigned to the angels. In this night, there are special fadail and excellences of performing worship. For example, Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person who will offer 100 rak'at nawafil in the night of Bara'at, Shabi Bara'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 100 angels to him, and amongst them 30 angels give glad tidings of Jannah to him. 30 angels, they give them the glad tiding from the freedom of hellfire. 30 angels, they protect him from the calamities of this dunya, and 10 angels, they protect that individual from shaitan. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So this is what you get when you offer nawafil, when you worship in this night, when you do qiyam and sujood, when you stand in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal, when you recite Quran in Surah in this very night. But in respect to we learn that the one who offers 100 nawafil this night, angels, they give him glad tidings of Jannah, and they also give him the glad tidings of freedom from the fire of hell. They also protect him from the calamities of this dunya as well as shaitan. But unfortunately, there are certain individuals, they do fireworks in this night, unfortunately. And they spend this night in all kinds of different sins sometimes. And Shabi Barat is the night to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do ibadah. And we have to perform ibadah from protecting from sins. We should protect ourselves from sinning. Imam Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he, alayhi rahmah, mentions the third quality, speciality of this night. It is mentioned that nuzulur rahmah, that in this night, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Rabb Azza wa Jal, they descend. In this night, the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasteem is forgiven and they are freed from the fire of hell. This is the karam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasteem upon us. This is the rahmah of Mustafa, that we are the ummatis of Haqqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasteem. Hence, we get this special favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are granted certain nights, we are granted certain days, we are granted certain moments where we do little but we get more. We do little ibadah but reward is huge. Allahu Akbar. This is the fadl, this is the karam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because of our Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his beloved Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasteem, we are favored like this. Ali Islamic brothers. And then the fifth speciality of this night is that in this night, Makki Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's mansab of shafa'at was completed. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the riwayat, Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on 13th night of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you see, gave the 1/3 of ummah to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Meaning he could do their shafa'at. He could intercede for 1/3 of his ummah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prayed, plead on 14th night of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. Then 2/3 of the ummah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning Aka Kareem's shafa'at would be accepted for 2/3 of his ummah. His intercession would be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal, again made dua on 15th Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, Nisf Sha'ban. Then the whole ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was granted to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Meaning, granted meaning here is that the shafa'at of whole ummah would be accepted. Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem's shafa'at for ummah, for whole ummah, will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya hi zauq afza shafa'at hai tumhari wah wah, qarz leti hai gunah parhez gari wah wah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we get the ability and that sharaf and excellence that we get the shafa'at kubra of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned, Aayi shabe bara'at yeh barakaton ki raat, lutfo karam ki raat hai yeh rahmaton ki raat. This night is full of barakas, full of blessings. Jo chahte ho tum ko karega khuda ata, jo chahte ho tum ko karega khuda ata, iski inayaton ki hai ye ni'maton ki raat. Whatever you will ask, you will be granted by Rabb Azza wa Jal, because this is the night of fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غم کا علاج آج کی شب دستیاب ہے یہ جاں فضائیں ساعتیں یہ فرحتوں کی رات. So if you are grieved, if you've got anxiety, problems, issues, tensions, This is the night for the removal of all issues and problems. This is the night which will give you joy and happiness. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, when we talk about this very night, this is very sensitive night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every wise matter is distributed therein. Hazrat Ata bin Yassar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says that when Nisf Sha'ban comes, the night of Nisf Sha'ban, Shabi Bara'at, then Malakul Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death, is given a scripture, and it is ordered the names which are written on this file or register, then you should seize the souls of those individuals. Their names are written in this register. Alas, a person remains busy in conducting marriages and constructing houses, whereas his name is shortlisted in the list of those they will depart this mortal world that year. Bewafa dunya pe mat kar aitibar, tu achanak maut ka hoga shikar. Maut aakar hi rahegi, yaad rakh. Jaan jaakar hi rahegi, yaad rakh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not remain negligent from the facts of this dunya, universal truth of this dunya, which is death. We should remember, one day we'll all depart from this mortal world. We'll leave this dunya. My dear respected viewers, Shabi Bara'at is the night when Namai A'mal are changed. In this night, we should gain barakas, maghfirat, and bakshish. We should seek forgiveness. Before the night comes, we should do three important tasks. As this night is fast approaching, so I would like to give you certain tasks which ulama have mentioned, which you have to do, or I have to do, we all have to do. Number one is repent in the court of your Lord Azza wa Jal. When 14th Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam comes, so before the sun sets, last year's accounts are closed. So it is better that before 14th Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam arrives, we should make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before our accounts of the year are closed, we should make tawbah. It is mentioned in a hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who does tawbah, makes repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his sins, is like he has not sinned. Allahu Akbar. There are many, many benefits. There are many, many, many advantages of repenting. One of the best benefit of repentance is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns our sins into good deeds due to repentance. Yes, not only our sins are forgiven, but our sins are turned into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. This is the fadl of our Kareem, Rahman, Rahim, Rabb, Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 70. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan fa ulaika yubad
يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات.
Surah Furqan, verse number 70. Except whosoever repents and embraces faith and does righteous deeds, so for those people, Allah will change their sins into good deeds. My dear Islamic brothers, we learn that when a person does true repentance and then he has firm belief in Iman upon Rabb Azza wa Jal, and then he does not turn back towards sins, tawbatun nusuh, he abandons sinning, he makes true repentance, and then he remains busy in those works which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then insha'Allahul Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will change his bad deeds into good deeds. مجھے سچی توبہ کی توفیق دے دے, مجھے سچی توبہ کی توفیق دے دے, پے تاجدار حرم یا الہی. May I get the ability to repent truly for the sake of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. My dear respected viewers, we're learning the fact that this night, which is known as Nisf Sha'ban, 15th Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, and the night which is sacred, a night when du'as are accepted, night which is sensitive, night which must not be spent in negligence, rather in worship, we should spend it. Let me share with you the account. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, a person will be brought in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be ordered. His minor sins must be presented. Hence, one by one, his sins will be opened and brought in front of him. And he will keep on admitting his sins. Yes, I did that sin also. And he would be scared that yet bigger sin's turn is coming. Still, they have to be mentioned. Meanwhile, it will be ordered. Against every sin of yours, there is one good deed. Now he will proclaim, he will say, "Oh Allah, I have committed many big sins also, which have yet not been mentioned." Allahu Akbar Kabira. Before he would be scared that my big sins are to be mentioned, but when he will see the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will see the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sins are being converted into good deeds, then he will talk about his big sins also, which were not yet mentioned. May they also be turned into good deeds, and may I get reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More and more. On the day when you will know the worth of one good deed. Bakhsh de meri sari khatayin, khol de mujh par apni atayin, barsa de rahmat ki barakha, ya Allah meri jholi bhar de, ya Allah meri jholi bhar de. May all my sins are forgiven. May the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are opened for me. My dear respected viewers, can you see the majesty of our Lord Azza wa Jal? How kareem, how kind, how merciful, how forgiving our Rabb Azza wa Jal is. And before the last year's accounts are closed, our Nama-i Amal of the last year is closed. May we repent. Truly, may a single sin does not remain written in our account, Book of Deeds, which will be closed this 14th Shaban evening. As soon as Maghrib will start, 15th Shaban will start. The old Nama-i Amal of the last year's account, the Book of Deeds, registers will be closed. A new register will open. May all our sins are erased. May all the sins are turned into good deeds. But for that, what we need to do is we need to repent in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal. We need to make tawbah in the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. My dear respected viewers, we're talking about repentance. We're talking about tawbah. Normally, we take it very light. People, they don't even know how to make tawbah, how to repent. Some people, they just tap their cheeks, they touch their earlobes, and they say, Astaghfirullah, 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 tawbah, in their own language, Allah forgive us. But this is not the true repentance. This is not the essence of repentance. There are three arkan, important elements in repentance. Number one, one should have regret, remorse over the fact that he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if someone has done any dealing in trust and now he wants to repent, he should regret, he should feel remorse that he did wrong. Now, there are certain people who have got regret that maybe people, they think bad of him, that he deals in trust and all that, he takes or gives in trust. Because of people, he has got the feeling of shame or regret or remorse. No, that's not desired. He should have that feeling that it is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Rabb Azza wa Jal is displeased. He should have. Number two, the person who is repenting, he must abandon the sin completely. It's not that he is keep on committing that sin as well as he repenting. So I repent, but he does not abandon that sin. He does not quit that sin. That's not right. He has to quit. He has to abandon. And the third element which is important in complete repentance is that he should have that firm intention and intent that he will not commit that sin again. When these three elements will be present, then only the tawbah will be classed as true repentance. Main karke tawbah palat kar gunah karta hoon. Main karke tawbah palat kar gunah karta hoon. Haqeeqi tawbah ka kar de sharaf ata ya rab. We repent and we commit sins. We repent, we commit sins. May we get the real repentance. We do complete, real tawbah. But respected viewers, even if you end up committing sin again, but you did make true repentance that I will not commit sins, your intention at that time was firm. But again, ended up committing sin, do it again. Do tawbah again. Do not stop repenting. Inshallah, inshallah. The barakah and blessing of tawbah, one day we will quit sinning. Another important task what we need to do. First one is that we need to repent. The second is we need to seek forgiveness from our fellow Muslim brothers. Before the night comes, we should ask that if you forgive my rights. This is also one of the part of repentance. If we have violated right of our fellow Muslim brothers, so unless or until that person does not forgive that violation which we have done, his right, then we will not be able to get forgiveness truly from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we need to remember. It is better before the 15th Shaban arrives, we should ask our fellow Muslim brothers to forgive us for any of their rights which could have been violated intentionally, unintentionally, knowingly, unknowingly. So inshallah, this way, it'll be better. Normally when the 15th Shaban arrives, people, they send message in the groups. This is not enough. It is better to go and meet, especially those you feel that I may have violated their rights. Ask them for forgiveness, or at least give them a call. right? If you can call them. If you are not having any access physically to go to them, call them. Or any way, form or shape where, right, you are seeking forgiveness seriously, right? That is, that effort shall be made. If you think that I have hurt someone's feelings, or I have violated someone's rights, but at the same time, if you have taken someone's money and you haven't given back, you have to give that money back if you are able to do that. If you have violated any kind of right which is which includes compensation or paying back something, then that has to be done too. Muaf fazlo karam se ho har khata ya rab. Muaf fazlo karam se ho har khata ya rab. Ho maghfirat pae sultani anbiya ya rab. Bila hisab ho jannat me dakhila ya rab. Paros khuld me sarwar ka ho ata ya rab. And the third task, which is very much important, we should do before the Nisf Shaban arrives, that is, we need to take this hatred, bogz, kina, hasad, jealousy, animosity, enmity out of our heart. My dear Islamic brothers, according to the narrations, that individual who remains deprived of the blessings of Nisf Shaban, deprived of maghfirah, forgiveness, even in this very sacred special night, one of them is that individual who keeps hatred, animosity, enmity for his fellow Muslim brothers in his heart or her heart. If we have got any of such disease, we need to get rid of that. We should not keep animosity, enmity, filth in our heart, hasad, jealousy for our fellow Muslim brothers in our heart. We should keep that clean, crystal clean, our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran,
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
Surah Shu'ara, verse number 88 and 89. The day when neither wealth nor sons will be of benefit. And further, it is mentioned, except he who comes to Allah with a sound heart. My dear respected viewers, this is the importance of qalb-e salim, sound heart. On the day of judgment, this wealth will be of no benefit. Sons, aulad, offspring, they will be of no benefit. On the day of judgment, what will be of benefit? Qalb-e Saleem, sound heart, clean heart. And what is Qalb-e Saleem? That heart which is free, which is pure from kufr and shirk, from polytheism, from disbelief. The heart which believes in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart which is free from corrupt beliefs, which is pure. That heart which is free and pure from spiritual diseases of heart. A heart which doesn't have jealousy. A heart which doesn't have kina and bogz, hatred and animosity and enmity. A heart does not contain love, this dunya, that heart will be qalb-e saleem, pure heart, sound heart, which will be of benefit on the day of judgment, insha'Allah azza wa jal. So before the 15th Shaban arrives, we need to clean our heart from all sorts of animosity, hatred, bogus, kina, hasad, takabbur. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyun nasi afdal? Who is best amongst people, or afdal, in excellence, better amongst people? It was said, Kullu makhmum mil qalb, suduqul lisan. Every that individual who is makhmumul qalb and contains the truthful tongue. Sahaba kiram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suduqul lisan, this is what we know. Makhmumul qalb, who is makhmumul qalb? It was said, Allahu Akbar, that pious individual upon whom there is no sin, his heart is not disobedient, he doesn't have kina or hasad, hatred, animosity, and jealousy. So that person is person of excellence, fazilat. Amin al-Sunnat, he makes istighasa in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasteem. He says, Jhoot se bughz hasad se hum bache, kijiye rahmat inana e Hussain. So that's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him. The best song.